Although they can do lots of the same things, regular computers and mobile devices have many differences, and among them, the best ways to approach securing them. Now the Homeland Security Department's Science and Technology Directorate is publishing the latest deep dive into mobile device security and how to make sure federal agencies can use these essentially consumer devices safely. Joining me with more, Vincent Sridipan, Mobile Security Program Director in Science and Technology. Vincent, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the what has changed such that DHS felt that it had to go back into the whole mobile security study once again?
Well, this is actually a mandate from Congress as a part of the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. It's something that they actually asked for, and understanding the threats, defenses, gaps in those defenses, even legal authorities. So, you know, from us, it looks like, you know, what are the best practices that we could tell government departments and agencies, DOD, you know, what is it that we can use that's out there already today? And then how can we actually secure mobile going forward? So you're going to see a lot of that in this report and why we actually did this. But a lot of that is to drive change, right? New initiatives that will be started, things that will make mobile security posture in the federal government accountable and greater.
And mobile security, I guess, is a moving target. How would you characterize the state of mobile device security, say, versus a few years ago when these things first started coming onto the scene in a big way?
The state of mobile device security is actually a constant struggle, right? With the rapid change of the device and the platform, new updates coming all the time, the use of applications, you know, what's good, what's bad, what's vulnerable, the change in the actual mobile ecosystem, that's something that provides a lot of challenges for the government and how to keep up. So I'd say, you know, compared to 5 years ago when there was a specific device that we used for the enterprise, especially in government, we had limited features, right? Greater overall control. Life was simple. You'll see with industry the last 2 years, you know, updates for the mobile operating system has been made a real thing, right? So very much kudos to industry. But today, you know, we actually have a full-featured smartphone that really helps us, you know, enable and bring the compute power with us and to do the mission. So you'll see that the platform constantly changing, the demands for ease of use, right? People wanting different applications to do that, it's getting harder to manage and secure. You think about the attack surface, it's just greater today and it's just tougher, right? You'll see that throughout all elements of the ecosystem that this is actually addressed in the report and the threat really does exist.
What are the main threats, mainly to the data on the devices, or is it the network access through the devices that outsiders can get?
Yeah, so I'll say that, you know, it's probably all the above, unfortunate to say, but when you look at the last 5 years, you know, people have been talking about, even more than that, people have been talking about the need for data security, you know, that's most important. And I totally agree. But the truth is that the threat encompasses all aspects of the mobile ecosystem, right? You can tag your data, you can encrypt it, and that is critical. But if the phone itself is compromised at root or even lower levels, then encryption at this point is vulnerable. So, you know, my concern, for example, is that what if you can't trust the update button on your phone, or you can't, you know, rely on the confidentiality and integrity of the mobile carrier networks? The things you'll see in this report that are really a threat for us or a concern, and that, you know, keep in mind that this is a republic report. So we're hoping that by doing this report, it's going to start the right conversations where the CIOs and the citizenry are going to ask the right questions or start asking. Because the threat, whether it's the device, the applications, the network, the data, you know, we really need to know about it and take action to do something.
And did you look at the range of devices? I mean, most federal agencies, I think most people, the market, is really two basic operating systems at this point, the iOS of Apple and the Android for the phones that run that. Is there anything else significant in the market?
Yes. So I don't want to say one platform is better than the other. I'll definitely say that they're both full-featured, and they have different designs and limitations for the architecture, good and bad. But I will say that we did limit this report, when you think about it, to smartphones and tablets. So things like IoT, things like industrial control systems, infotainment system on your car, that was not within scope of the paper itself. We primarily focused on mobility in the smartphones and tablets arena, and even things within the ecosystem. So that could be, you know, the network that you reside on, the app stores that you use, your enterprise backend, cloud services that you consume, and the device itself, right? All the sensors that are on there, those are the things we focused on.
We're speaking with Vincent Sridipan. He's the Mobile Security Program Director in the Science and Technology Directorate at Homeland Security. And what is the latest best practices set that you are telling federal agencies?
So there's actually a great list within the document itself. I mean, both from industry and government. Some of the government ones I can tell you is the National Information Assurance Partnership. They have the Protection Profile, their Commercial Solutions for Classified Program, and NIST, right, National Institute of Standards and Technologies. There is the special publication, different numbers, but Guide to LTE Security, How Do You Do Enterprise Mobility Management, even things like app vetting. Those are things where, in this case, DHS is actually working with NIST and NIAP to improve those standards and work together so that there is a concerted effort. So definitely, you know, look at what's in the report, but also look at the special publications, the protection profiles. Those are things that exist today, which we provide guidance.
And there's a lot in that report about open source signals intelligence. What is that? How does that have to do with mobile security?
So open source signals intelligence, it's a broader overall emerging threat. As you can see, it's potentially open source tools that are there and available today that allow you to intercept, you know, calls and do bad things. So, you know, with that, you can actually extract information about people and where they've been, who they called. And so those are definitely something that continues to emerge because the open source community, you know, is developing, is making things more readily available. So as a whole, open source signals intelligence is a concern today, but also can be a greater concern going forward.
And do you have a sense of how widely mobile devices for enterprise endpoints have been adopted by federal agencies? And are there any that stand out as really good at it?
So I would say, definitely federal government departments and agencies, including the DOD, embrace mobility as a whole. You're going to see even within the department, you know, upwards of 34% plus that mobile devices is in the hands of a end user, right? So not everybody gets a phone, but in this case, you're looking at it where we do have that, right? So I'll say that with the endpoint device, the embrace isn't necessarily just a mobile phone and applications. It's, well, now how do we manage the device, right? How do we actually put endpoint protection on the phone? Do we whitelist applications? And I think that everybody's still getting there, right? People are still struggling to figure out, well, how do I deal with, you know, travel abroad for mobile devices? You know, because we don't control and we can't trust the networks that are foreign to us, right? Those are things that I think that you're going to see agencies need help with, right? They need to figure out and devise a plan. And I'll say that this paper is just that start, right? A jumping point to have that right conversation so that initiatives can be kicked off.
And there's no one right model for this. I mean, if you have employees that are regularly traveling to China or, you know, somewhere near North Korea, for example, I'm just making up those countries, you probably want to have a different security posture than someone that never leaves Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. So definitely you need to be, you know, security and security architecture should be based on the use case, right? The context and where you use the mobile device, the type of sensitive data or not a public data that you actually consume and use. So depending on how you use mobility, you actually need to take that into consideration.
And does BYOD, bring your own device, is that essentially a done-for movement and agencies have gone back to pretty much authorizing, maybe a choice, but nevertheless agency-authorized devices?
I mean, the bring your own device aspect, I mean, it's been talked about for years now. And most of that has been around legal and privacy concerns, you know, how do we deal with payback or things like that. But, you know, I don't think it's really a technology concern. I think that is doable, but more from a legal privacy regulatory piece. That's an area that just has to be, you know, addressed. I do think it is easier to standardize devices, even if you give people an option, but give them a limited option of devices that you trust, things that have been evaluated and certified, right? And then now you have to think about, well, how do I do continuous monitoring or, in this case, continuous diagnostics and mitigation on that device? Because that device is really just an extension of our network and access to our enterprise data. Figure out how you do, you know, government-furnished equipment first.
What happens to the report now?
Definitely, you're going to see some new changes coming about. So FISMA, as an example, Federal Information Security and Modernization Act, will actually start to include mobile metrics as early as FY18. Programs within DHS like continuous diagnostics and mitigation are looking to include mobile going forward, right? S&T, as an example, and other parts of DHS are looking at public-private partnership, right? Government and industry working together to do applied R&D to actually bring about change in real capabilities. You also see things like NIST and NIAP continuing to do update on guidance and standards, and DHS playing a role to support that. You're going to see that, you know, this report itself is bringing about near-term change, maybe things within the, you know, less than a year to up to 3 years. And then longer term, you think about that this report is really just a jumping point in the right to have the right conversation and putting it in the right direction, hoping to drive new initiatives. And I will say that we're going to do additional efforts and outreach for this to spread the word, hopefully to do a webinar, which we can announce later on. And also DHS S&T, if I could do a little plug, is actually going to do a cybersecurity showcase. And that's going to be in July 11th through 13th. It's going to be open to the public and to others, but we'll be showcasing over 80 different technologies in cybersecurity, of which you're going to be able to see.
Vincent Sridipan is the Mobile Security Program Manager in the Science and Technology Directorate at Homeland Security. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll post a link to the Mobile Security Report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.